just days after Japanese voters elected a new government, South Koreans are heading to the polls as well. It's a close-run race between two main contenders, one of whom could become South Korea's first female president. Alistair Wanklin reports from Tokyo.
One of the frontrunners is the daughter of South Korea's military ruler during the 60s and 70s. Park Geun-hye is pledging to repeat her father's record of economic growth and is promising greater welfare spending. But for some voters, Park carries the stigma of the political repression of her father's rule. Her left-wing challenger is Moon Jae-in, who pledges to try to break up the monopolies held by a handful of huge South Korean companies such as Samsung Electronics and the Hyundai Motor Company. He criticizes Park as representing the establishment, but conservative voters see Moon as being too close ideologically to communist North Korea. Just days ago, it launched a long-range rocket, which could one day carry a nuclear warhead. If elected, Park would become South Korea's first female president. She has apologized for human rights violations during her father's rule, acknowledging that economic growth at that time came at the cost of workers' freedom. Election forecasts show the two candidates neck and neck. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.